Here some time ago, in about 100 years ago, there was a great Christian lived in the southwest United States. His name is Daniel Curry. A wonderful man, a godly man, a sainted man, a real Christian, a man that everybody thought so much of, such a wonderful person. And the story goes that he died or went into a trance. And he said, if he went up to heaven, of course, when he died. And when he got to the pearly gates, the caretaker come to the door, said, who are you? He said, I'm the evangelist, Daniel Curry. I've won thousands of souls to Christ. And I want to come in this morning. My life's journey is ended on earth. I have no place to go now. That's the way it's coming to you some morning, sinner. That's the way it's coming to you, backslider. It's the way it's coming to you is grieve the Holy Spirit away from them. Not be gentle and tender anymore. You haven't cried for years. You haven't blushed for I don't know when. All modesty is gone from you. Sure. But it's going to come to your door one of these mornings. And as the gentle Holy Spirit comes and knocks, why don't you just let him in? So when Daniel Curry come there to the gate, they went in and said, we'll see if you got your name here. They looked all around. They couldn't find any name. Said, no, there's no Daniel Curry here. Oh, he said, surely. He said, I'm an evangelist. He said, I've won souls to Christ. He said, I've tried to do the thing that's right. The caretaker said, sir, I'm sorry to tell you, but there's no Daniel Curry here. He said, I'll tell you what you might do. He said, we have no rights here to take your case. He said, but do you want to appeal your case? You can appeal it to the white throne judgment if you want to. But said, we have no mercy here for you at all, because we don't have you here. There's no mercy for you. Said, do you want to appeal your case? He said, sir, what more can I do but appeal my case? He said, well, then you can go up to white throne judgment and appeal your case there. Daniel Curry said that he felt himself going through the space for about an hour. Said he come into a place that got lighter, 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 lighter. Said, farther he went, the lighter it got. It was 100 times, thousands of times brighter than the sun ever shined. And said he was trembling, trembling. And said when he got in the middle of that light, he heard a voice say, was you perfect on earth? Just come out of the light. He said, no, I wasn't perfect. Got trembling. Said, did you always play honest with everybody? Said, no. Said, a few things come to my mind that I wasn't just exactly honest about. Said, no, I guess I wasn't honest. Said, did you tell the truth in every case in your life? Said, no. I remember some things I told that wasn't shady. It was shady. I never was truthful just exactly. Said, Dan, did you ever take anything that did not belong to you? Anything? Money? Anything else that didn't belong to you? Said, he thought on earth that he was pretty good, but he was condemned. Said, no, no, I've took things that didn't belong to me. He said, then you wasn't perfect. He said, no, I wasn't perfect. Said he was looking any minute for the blast to come from that great light from where the dove rested. Condemned! He said just then, he heard a voice behind him that was sweeter than any mother's voice he'd ever heard. Said he turned to look, and the sweetest face he'd ever saw, sweeter than any mother's face, is standing before him. Instead, he said, Father, Daniel Curry stood for me down on earth. It's true he wasn't perfect, but he stood for me. He stood for me on earth. Now I'm going to stand for him in heaven. Take all of his sins.
Amen.
And put them over on my account.